clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean. That's entertainment.
The lights on the lady in tights,
or the bride with the guy on the side,
or the ball where she gives him her all. That's entertainment.
The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex.
A gay divorcee who is after her ex.
It could be Oedipus Rex,
where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother.
And welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and of course, a great producer, Eric Reiner, who I see wearing a hat today in the other room. First time I've seen him in a hat.
Because I cut my hair weird.
Oh, very good. Okay, it happens. We all get weird haircuts every now and then. But nice freezing cold August 7th. Saturday day here in Phoenix.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's only like 101 outside right now.
101. Okay. Well, this is entertainment. That's entertainment by the cast of Bandwagon.
Okay.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Broadway show, all in honor of She's Funny That Way.
Okay.
And that's a great song for, you know, like a theme song for Breakthrough Entertainment in general, I think.
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, Breakthrough Entertainment, obviously we've been around quite a while, and but I don't know if we've ever had a Broadway show. Is this the first time?
This is our very first Broadway show.
It's amazing after the many years that each show we seem to have a different theme.
Well,
Joseph, I don't know how you pulled that off.
You know, I think it's been 3 years, and so that's how many themes? 150 themes?
Something like that.
Like almost 160 themes.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, nice ending there too, right?
Good ending there,
like
to that
it.
Song. But yeah, so definitely a lot going on today, as Joseph mentioned, our Broadway show, and we'll talk about She's Funny That Way, as well as some of our guests today include actress Kimberly Faye Greenberg. Talk about Broadway.
Broadway, yeah, she's a stage actress on Broadway.
Fantastic. And some other movies Joseph will go over afterwards. Some Kind of Beautiful and 10,000 Saints. Also, scenic designer D.T. Willis talks about Broadway as well. He works on there.
Did you visit his website, by the way?
I haven't had a chance yet, but I'm going to do that shortly.
I mean, the sets that he's created, it's absolutely gorgeous. You've got to go to his website. We'll give it out on the air as well shortly.
Nice, absolutely. And I'll do it real quick right now, actually. D.T., so DaveTomWillis.com. Willis has two L's, of course. Like the actor. And writer-director Maura Stevens from Zipper also joining us, as well as we'll have a pre-recorded interview that we had actually, that was live a couple of years ago with actress Imogen Poots, who of course is in She's Funny That Way.
Yes, and She's Funny That Way, she plays a call girl.
Yeah.
I think from Brooklyn.
Okay.
She's...
Like you call her up and what happens?
She gives you.
She deliver
design.
Pizza. Chinese
she, yeah,
food.
She gives you what? She delivers. She delivers something.
Mm-hmm.
Something comes. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's cooking.
Yeah, she's cooking. Yeah, and I don't know, but yeah, that we did that in 2012.
Oh man,
do you believe that?
Yeah, we were in our 20s back at that time.
I know. We were. Oh my gosh. Now that's depressing.
Yeah.
What a depressing show.
And Eric was in his 50s, show. And
and Dave was in his 70s. Yeah. But of course, Dave's not. Dave's not here.
No.
No.
I
mean, he's still around. He's still.
Oh,
he's just not.
God.
Probably.
Wow. Whoa! Yeah. All those funerals that happened last weekend. You know, we were talking about.
Tough. And he was actually last night in Los Angeles. Of course, my cousin who passed away 2 years ago from yesterday's date. So he was there. They had event going on, of course, for that. So kind of sticking with the sadness in a way with things that happened last
Broadway,
week.
Yes. I can see the connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And But hopefully we'll take a little away from that. Now, tonight he's actually at the Arizona Rattlers game up in Stockton or San Jose, or they're playing in Stockton, playing San Jose. So he'll join us in the sports show way, way later on in hour 5.
Wow. Well, you know, Dave does have a lot going on in his life right now.
He does.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was told when I worked at a newspaper. I wrote to someone and I said, hey, you want to go do this? And they said, no, I've got a lot going on in my life right now.
Oh.
So that's a, that's the go-to excuse, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it works.
Were you asking them out?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's the panacea excuse.
Yeah.
Panacea.
Cure-all.
Oh, okay.
You know what's funny is usually when they say that, they're just like sitting on their couch watching TV or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not
pretty
Pangea, much. Panacea.
Panacea.
That, isn't that, that thing that you made up, the food that you made up for?
No, you don't, you don't know what Pangea is
Panchella.
Either?
Huh?
I have no idea.
Pangea was when the earth first formed and all the continents were one.
Oh. Yeah. Come on, Joseph.
Oh, I thought that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all Pangea. Right.
And panacea is a cure-all.
Panacea. Angina? Isn't that a...
No, angina is a heart thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. This is not a health show, but you. By the way, this is our second week doing this. Yes, learning some stuff here on Breakthrough Entertainment. So all your you homeschoolers, this would be great information for you.
Absolutely.
There you
Absolutely.
But something your parents didn't teach you.
Well, yes, and let us know if you want to know something that your parents didn't teach you. Give us a call, 602-252-1480, or hit us up.
Lots of things my parents didn't teach me.
What? Lots of things? We don't have time to go over all of it.
We won't.
No, no.
It'll be a week-long show.
Yes. By the way, we are in our second week of broadcasting live behind-the-scenes audio and video, and this time I think we have direct audio on Meerkat.
Well, I was trying to log into it, and I can't get it to work, so I wanted to hear what the level was so I could correct it if it was needed correcting.
Well, I think I did some testing beforehand using a...
I don't know how to connect. Every time I click on the your connection, it tells me something else.
Okay, well, we do have 12 people here right now.
Yeah.
And 24 people that have been here total on Meerkat. So hopefully one of our listeners can let us know if the audio is sounding good. Is it too loud? Is it too
low? People texting you.
They're not.
Oh, that's just people coming in.
Yeah, people are coming in, and well, they're restreaming us and liking us. So thank you very much, David, for restreaming us, and Chris, for liking us. We really appreciate it. You can find us on Meerkat.
Yeah.
Meerkat.
Yes.
Tamia.
Yeah. You know what? A great name for a cat would be
Meer.
Jim.
Bradley Cooper. Yeah. Bradley Cooper.
Here, hold on. Security.
Chris says we sound perfect, so that's excellent.
Okay.
We got direct audio. You know,
fantastic.
I've been working on this all week, by the way.
And I was so worried that I didn't bring the tripods.
I know. You were worried that we didn't, and we got a tripod here. We're able to see all of us at various times. See, there's Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Say hi, Greg.
Yeah, hey, guys.
He doesn't like, he's hiding behind his laptop.
Well, here's the reason. I really had so much to eat last night, and I still feel bloated. So
what did you eat?
I had spaghetti. I had bean and cheese burritos. I had a sandwich. I had a pizza.
Why?
I was just hungry. We'll leave it at that.
You were bored.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, no, I was trying to stay awake.
You should take up smoking.
Nah. You know what happened is when I need to stay awake, rather than maybe just drinking coffee or something, I need to eat. Like, eating keeps me up, so that's why, because I had to stay awake for some stuff. But, yeah, so maybe, you know, hopefully by the end of the broadcast, maybe after a bathroom visit or two, I'll be back.
I remember when you ate kale chips.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah, we got some coffee from a courtesy of Greg today. So thank you very much, Greg.
Yes, thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Greg. Well, let's give a promo to the coffee. Oh, it's the wrong way.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, Dunkin' Donuts coffee. They're DD Perks or whatever.
DD.
Yeah.
Free plugs.
And, they're saying the video production is excellent as well. By the way, saw the movie She's Funny That Way last night. And it's a little bit. Okay, so I think he's still writing, Chris. Yes, please let us know your review.
He said
of,
it's wonderful.
That's what he said. That's
wonderful.
Okay,
so. Screwball comedy.
Oh, excellent. Okay, because it cut off on my screen. So excellent, Chris. Chris loves the movie. We'll find out if I liked it.
Yeah.
In our next segment, and I'm also getting texts from Shannon, who is my friend Shannon, great friend Shannon. She is having a hard time with the Meerkat stream, but she is texting me. She is watching us on her PC. You can do that by going to Facebook, breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and that'll take you to our Facebook page, and we've got a link right on there where you can watch on your PC. Might be a little choppy, but she says the
volume is
good.
Also, if that's the same information you gave me, I posted on 1480 KPHX Facebook.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. We're multi-broadcasting.
Multi-facing.
And, I understand that there is a mild delay with the audio and video.
Well, of course. You mean it's not synced?
I don't think it's synced. I'm not
sure. It's fantastic because I see you talking. but your mouth, the way it's moving compared to what's coming out.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
That's, yeah.
But it makes it funny. Well, actually, of course, I can't hear the audio on there, but just the way your mouth's moving.
It's backwards.
Scotch. Like our friend Will Ferrell, right?
Yes, Ron Anchorman. Burgundy, yeah. Anchorman. Yeah. Yes. And we'll be on for the next 3 hours broadcasting on KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix, as well as on Meerkat. You'll see all the behind the scenes shenanigans on there. So you'll definitely want to. Greg, you signed off, I see.
I didn't sign up.
Oh, it says that BTBN left.
I'm still here.
Or is that Eric? Maybe you were BTBN?
I wasn't ever logged in. I'm watching it on the internet, but I can't get the app to stream.
I'm just watching it on the link that was on our Facebook, and I clicked. It's still there.
Someone was logged in with BTBN.
Okay.
With a logo. That's weird. The Meerkat screen is perfectly synced on my end. I am in Cleveland, Ohio. My office faces the, and again, I can't read the rest of the...
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's awesome.
Yeah, excellent.
Very cool.
Yes. See, now this is great.
Why am I not
together.
Seeing those?
I don't know. Why aren't you seeing those? You got to, maybe on the right-hand side or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can
see
you. If
you're facing it, yeah.
Yeah, you could see me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
It's a little delayed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Anyway, this should be fun to experiment with, especially when we have the budget bistro segments.
Oh, yes. That's going to be
great.
Yeah,
then you can see the food.
Ooh, we can see the food. Oh, but can they taste the food, too? That's what I'm curious
about. Well, that's next. I'm sure Google will come up with a taste video.
They probably already have it. Yeah.
So, they have it, but they just don't want to release it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, this is all about timing. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
yeah. There's flying cars and all that stuff already.
Yeah, they're definitely
They just have
to
wait a few more years.
Well, we can wait.
Yeah.
I don't mind waiting.
Fine.
Oh, I see him now.
Yeah. Oh, waving hi?
No, I see the comments on the right.
Oh, the comments? Oh, okay. Yeah. See this? So we thank all of our listeners for watching us as well, and we'll be reminding you throughout the show if you cannot see Breakthrough Sports. Oh, see, there's that's you, right?
We said hello.
Oh, we said hello. We said see, technology. This
man
is amazing.
Of very few words.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
But we do have a great show, and so for the next 3 hours you can be enjoying Breakthrough Entertainment. We've got all these great guests, as Greg said earlier, and we'll be celebrating songs of Broadway.
Yeah.
Broadway themed movies throughout the show.
Of course, with all the music included.
Yes, with all the and She's Funny That Way doesn't have. It's not your typical Broadway type movie, but it is set on Broadway.
I gotta say, even though I haven't seen it yet, the cast looks great.
I know. So look at that's just six people alone in that image that I sent you.
Oh yeah.
I
of
mean,
course,
who,
Imogen
Poots, Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the name Poots.
Is that Catherine Hahn up there?
Yes, Catherine Hahn.
Oh, yeah. Rise Ethans, Jennifer Aniston, and of course, oh my gosh.
Who, what?
Grandpapa, that guy. Oh, Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte.
Last Man on Earth.
Yes,
I haven't seen that show yet, but it looks good.
You know, it was funny in the first, 10 episodes.
Then I kind of fell.
Like when the plumbing, none of the plumbing works anymore, so he's using his pool.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, hey, that's a good
thing. I can't wait for that to come back. That is a really good show.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shows of last season.
Okay. And January Jones is a cutie.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes. You don't like the other one, his wife or ex-wife or whatever.
What's her name? She's from 30 Rock. What's her name?
I don't know. She's in a movie coming out in a Walk.
I mean,
in the
she's
woods.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah. She's
I think
very
she's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not all about looks, Eric. Come on.
I know. We keep getting scolded by our listeners about that stuff.
Did you finish your sensitivity training, Eric?
Yes, just last night, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you get the graduation slip?
I got the certificate and everything. I'm going to frame it and hang it on the wall.
Oh,
That's interesting that they gave you one, because I requested one, because I completed it as
weeks ago. I had to pay an extra $10 for that piece of paper.
Maybe that's what I needed to... Maybe was it a bribe, or was it official?
No, it was just for the cost of the ink and the paper.
Oh, okay. Well,
basically that.
Because I was told that they wouldn't give it to me, because they said that I am not the client. They said that Dave is the client.
Oh,
I
so they just, had it through him.
Yeah, they had to give him the slip.
So, they were charging an arm and a leg, like you said, just for the ink and putting your name on there. The guy running it was fairly cheap.
The calligrapher cost money. 22.
Absolutely. Dr. Goldwitz, you know, just collecting his money there. But you know what? I think he did a fairly good job. But yeah, I really want to see She's Funny That Way just based on the cast alone, even if you don't see anything about what the movie's about
poots.
Or anything like that. Absolutely. Get a little poots. You know, and it looks like Owen Wilson throughout his life has taken a boot to the nose, of course. And I think that's because when he broke it years and years ago, it just never got back. But, you know, still a good-looking guy.
It's possible. Huh? What?
Yeah.
Good-looking guy.
I disagree.
Wow. Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Why are we talking? See.
No, I mean, I think for his nose.
Better-looking guy.
They all kind of look alike.
Let's pose the question to our listeners and our viewers on Meerkat. Do you believe that Owen Wilson is a good-looking guy?
Yeah.
602-252-1480.
Yeah, if you're local. Otherwise, watch on Meerkat.
Yes, and you're not logged into Meerkat, right? Maybe we'll...
I'm not on my phone,
okay. Well,
but
we'll
I'd like to be
that.
So I can put the camera in here.
Right, because we'll be able to cameo with Eric as well.
And so you can see my beautiful face.
Yes, Eric's beautiful face.
Yeah. And my brand new haircut that I gave myself.
Oh, man.
That I have to wear a hat to hide.
And I see very easily on here how we can cameo. So I look forward to, you know,
so cameo is just bringing in someone else.
Yeah, we can just bring
someone
else. Okay. And we're not going to be able to cameo anyone else except for Eric. Because
what more do you need?
Well, our other viewers, because we were posed the question last week, you know, can I review? And maybe we'll work out that in the future.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll tell people how they can do it on Facebook, but we'd love for people to, you know, for us to figure out how to feed this into the mic and everything as well. But then again, Eric's going to have to really keep his finger on the dump button for that.
Yes.
But
we're not going to let listeners in
on
the...
Right. We're not quite there.
No vocals from the listeners because I can't control that enough.
Well, they can call in. They can call in.
Yeah, they can call in. I can control that.
602-252-1480. Yeah. So, but yes, excellent. And what else was I going to mention? Oh, yeah. And then at some point, we will talk about some TV because I know we've got some little bit of free time today as well. So we'll get to some TV situations. And perhaps we want to talk about what we want to do next week because there's another Owen Wilson movie coming out.
There is. It's not a comedy.
Oh, my God. No. Where has he been? All of a sudden, he's got all these movies out. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Well, the reason that he's got the nose situation going on is because he was caught in Asia. In South
a war
Asia,
over there.
In a war, a
family.
Coup going on. Yeah.
Unbelievable. You know what, though? I think Owen could pull it off. I mean, he's obviously been in movies that aren't comedies before.
And, he has?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. He was in that Woody Allen movie, but that was kind of...
In that other war movie or whatever, Behind Enemy Lines or something like that. I believe that's what it was called, but I'll double check to make
sure.
Yeah,
was that with Danny Glover?
I don't remember if he was in that or not.
Yeah, I think Danny might have been in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. We're going to have to, sometime during the show, we'll figure out what we want that theme to be because it's a little bit tricky of a theme. You know, maybe movies that make you scared to visit other countries.
Well, that could be.
I haven't seen the movie
Taken
yet.
Taken and stuff like that.
Yes,
can go
exactly.
For.
That's good. Yeah. So maybe you and I need to have some like discussion about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we also want to thank Zoe Girl for liking us on Meerkat again. Go to Meerkat, and we're at Breakthrough Entertainment. A very long name, at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can search for us. We're one of the first people that come up, I assume, because we're broadcasting live, and we will be doing so for the next 3 hours. So we're...
Well, more than that, but only three
hours. Yeah, only 3 hours on Meerkat.
Yeah, basically we do 3 hours of entertainment, and then myself, I'll do a hockey show, and of course, then we have Breakthrough Sports. Maybe. I actually have to get in contact with him.
Oh, wow.
I forget. No, the week comes up on me quick. I feel like we were just here, and you know I'm forgetful unless I have like 10,000 pop-ups on my phone reminding me. And even with that, I forget because I still dismiss them like, oh, you're making noise. Go off. Oh, shoot, I needed
hey,
to do
hey, careful
that.
There. What are you doing touching your phone?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes. But our listeners on Meerkat, if you're discovering us for the first time, you can go to breakradioshow.com or KPHX. Is it KPHX.com?
You can go KPHX.com or 1480KPHX.com. And
looks like you
if
froze.
If you want to go to our Facebook, I think there's a link from our homepage. I don't remember. But if you want to just find us on Facebook, just look up 1480KPHX.
Yes.
But be careful because there's some fake ones out there.
Imitators.
There's
imitators.
Some
yes. Yes. And but you can listen to the sports show, you know, at noon and then, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one way to do it.
I don't recommend it.
You don't recommend listening to the sports show?
No, it's fine.
Wow.
No, the entertainment is...
Wow.
You know what happens is by the fourth hour with hockey, I mean, we love our hockey, I am dead tired. I'm like, okay, I'm ready.
Well, we have coffee now, Greg.
Yes,
that's true.
Other than what you brought us, there's more in the
There's
kitchen.
More, yeah. So we'll keep going with it. But no, yeah, usually hours 4 and 5, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. But
and this is how really cool Meerkat is right now. I'm going to share this with you. Now, normally we have a lot of listeners here in Phoenix and throughout the country, right?
Sure, yeah.
Now, the Zoe girl says, awesome, you're my first entertainment follow. Much love from
Scotland.
Very cool. Thank you very much for listening to us from Scotland, Zoe girl.
Very nice. Hey, Joseph, I wanted to bring something up, though.
Yeah?
Hey, Zoe, what are you wearing?
The video, though, that I see here is frozen. You're not moving or
anything.
I'm
not moving.
You're just making a face. The microphone's right there. You're like...
Yeah, and then when you switch cameras, it speeds up for a second and then catches up. It's funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's going to be, you know, we're experimenting here. We'll figure it out. And, of course, it's going to be even more difficult when Dave is in here. And then we've got Trisha in here sometimes. So we're going to be, like, switching this camera all over the place. I don't know. But we're determined to make it work.
Yes, we are.
For all of you. So, but yeah, we've got to get to a lot more. We want to know if I liked She's Funny That Way.
Yes.
So before that, we need to hear a little bit from There's No Business Like Show Business. Mm-hmm. Ethel Merman singing the title tune.
Absolutely.
There's No Business Like Show Business.
And of course, before we go to break, well, I also want to bring up that this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Here in Phoenix, with how hot it is, you got to make sure your car is in good shape right now. Go to 3310 East Thomas Road. Give them a call, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. And we'll be right back here on Breakthrough Entertainment, and we'll find out what Joseph thinks about She's Funny That Way.